We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Come on, son.
Raphael on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son.
Welcome to Come On, Son, the podcast. It's me, your boy, Ed Lover, oversaw by my man, Combat Jack, the late, great Combat Jack, the man that put me on the podcast. And this is called The Aftermath to the Soundtrack Clash. Man, y'all had a lot to say. I appreciate it. I got a lot of good feedback, especially from the 90s. Well, there's some people that said, well, Breakin', Ed, you said Breakin' ain't had nothing on the soundtrack, but it did have a Rufus and Chaka Khan song on there. And what I was trying to explain to y'all, when I do these soundtrack episodes, I'm talking about songs that kind of stood out off the soundtrack that was new songs that hadn't been put out. Because there's a lot of soundtracks that, you know, we could have went through and was like, you know what, this soundtrack had this on it, this soundtrack had that on it. But those are songs that had already existed, right? Most of the stuff that I was talking about is stuff like, let me give you an example, right? When I was talking about House Party, right? Why You Getting Funky on Me by Today? That was a song that wasn't out before you heard that soundtrack. That was a hit record off of that soundtrack. I remember when House Party first came out. I remember for a long time, people don't really give House Party the respect it deserves, because House Party was really the first movie starring rappers turned actors, like a full movie. Like House Party gave us Boys in the Hood. Like, I don't think that they would have hired Ice Cube for Boys in the Hood if it wasn't for House Party. I don't think Christopher Williams would have been in New Jack City if it wasn't for House Party. You understand what I'm saying? That was the impact that movie had on everybody. Because Kid and Play was super popular. We all went to the movies to see House Party. House Party was well acted, well written. The Hudlin brothers did it. One was producer, the other one directed it. They had a lot of funny people in that movie. Robin Harris was in that movie. Martin Lawrence was in that movie. Tisha Campbell was in that movie. AJ Johnson was in that movie. A lot of great people in that movie, House Party. House Party actually made it possible for us to even do Who's the Man in 1993. I like to believe that House Party made it possible for Tupac to be in Juice in 1992. And then Class Act came after that. You know, Who's the Man didn't come till 1993, till 3 years later. And I remember when I wrote the story for Who's the Man, I was trying to think of something that Dre and I could be that was so far out of our characters. And part of it was that my brother was a police officer at the time. So I was like, what if Dre and I became cops and we kind of had like a whodunit? But I think when you go through the process of doing a movie like that and it's your first movie, you have to acquiesce to some of the things that the actual movie company wants. It was done by New Line Cinema in conjunction with New Line. And when we first wrote the movie, the actual point of the movie was not so much about the oil in Harlem. It was more or less about how the regentrification of Harlem had started already in 1993. We saw remnants of the regentrification of Harlem, right? We saw white people moving back into Harlem a little bit in 1993. But I kind of felt like at the time when I sat down and wrote the story that I knew that that's which way it was going to go. I kind of knew that all of our black neighborhoods were eventually going to be moved back into by white people. So that's what really the focus was going to be. That's why the guy was buying up all the buildings in Harlem, becoming a landlord, and then burning it out so all the black people have to move out and then building stuff. The oil was just a byproduct of it. It was just something that I felt was kind of funny. What if there was actually oil up in Harlem? You know what I mean? So when I sat down there and I wrote that story and I started thinking about that story and I brought it to Dr. Dre, and Dre loved it and he started expanding on the story. There was so much more to Who's the Man that you guys didn't see, but because of budget restraints, we couldn't do it. There was way more of us in the academy. Way more. All the stuff that the police have to do in the regular police academy is what the stuff we wanted y'all to see us going through in the police academy. There's so much. There was, oh my God. There was so many more scenes that dealt with the regentrification of Harlem. There was so many more scenes that dealt with, but we had a budget. We had budget constraints. So we couldn't do it. So we kind of had to, you know, acquiesce to what New Line wanted to do just to get the movie done. And I remember getting notes from New Line that said, well, they're not talking black enough in the barbershop. And this is from white people. And I'm like, come on. I'm like, when has any of you guys ever been into a black barbershop? How are you going to tell us how we speak in a black barbershop? You know, that was early Bernie Mac, early Bill Bellamy, early Queen Latifah. I think before Latifah had her part in Who's the Man, she had only did one movie before that, and that was Jungle Fever, where she played a waitress. We tried to put so many people in that movie that we couldn't fit each and every person. And every other person wasn't available. I bet you I'll tell y'all something you didn't know. Mary J. Blige is on the soundtrack of the movie, but Mary J. Blige was supposed to be the person that sang Amazing Grace and Who's the Man. But for some reason, on the shoot day, she was nowhere to be found. We wasted a whole shoot day waiting to see if Mary J. Blige was going to show up. And she never showed up. So what we decided to do was Bowlegged Lou was right there. He was in full force. He played 40. Let Lou sing it. And Lou did an amazing job, man. There's so many little backstories that go to that movie. Is we like, really, we didn't have very big trailers or nothing like that. Dre and I didn't have, we had separate rooms on one trailer. It was like a honey wagon. The rooms were so small. Like, we didn't have all of that extravagant stuff that you had, you know, normally when you're doing a movie and it's your first time and you're starring in a movie. But I'll tell you one thing, though. We made good money. We made good money. And it always perplexes me about that movie, Who's the Man? Because people always ask me, why is it not streaming anywhere? Why is it so hard to find? You know, I think you can find a DVD if you look online. But streaming, why is it not on streaming platforms? You would have to ask New Line that. Why we never did a number two? Who two? That's New Line. Something went wrong with New Line where I could just tell you this. Dre and I got blamed for holding up production, and we had nothing to do with production being held up. Ted Demme, who directed that movie and who directed Life and a lot of other stuff, got the benefit of the doubt from the people that were so-called representing Dre and I. Didn't want to tell New Line that Ted, this is his first feature film, that Ted really did not have a firm grasp on everything that he was doing, therefore holding up production. And we didn't go over budget, but we got blamed for it. And we had nothing to do with it. And I didn't find this out till like 20 years later. And I always wondered why New Line didn't want to do another Who's the Man. And, you know, people come up to me and ask me all the time, when are you going to do another Who's the Man? When are you and Dre going to do another Who's the Man? It was supposed to happen. We were supposed to do a lot of movies together. Dre and I were supposed to have a 3-picture deal with Universal. Because if you remember, if you go back and look at Siskel and Ebert at the time, they reviewed Who's the Man. And they gave it 2 thumbs up.
Come on, son.
Whether it's your kicks, your clothes, or anything else, going with the best gives you that swagger and confidence to be yourself, to be bold, and to live large. Living large is all about being authentic, cool under pressure, and prepared for whatever comes your way. You always got to be the man with a plan, and when life throws those special moments at you, you can't accept anything less than the gold standard. Magnum Large condoms help you play it cool and stay protected. Magnum, live large. Look for Magnum condoms wherever condoms are sold. Go Peak Real Brewed Tea is here to unleash your sense of try, to ignite new passions and rekindle old ones. So try a Gold Peak and then try something else, because this taste is worth the try. Try Gold Peak.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Come on, son.
There's a lot of things that went wrong with that movie that was outside of our control. But I'm very proud of it. I really liked it a lot. And there's just movies like Strictly Business and House Party and New Jack City and Boys in the Hood and Boomerang. And not really Boomerang, because that was an Eddie Murphy vehicle and he was already a big star. But movies like Mo Money, right? Movies like Juice. Movies like, well, not The Bodyguard, because Whitney Houston was huge already. But those movies that I named opened the door for us to do Who's the Man. What a great year 1993 was. Who's the Man came out that year. Menace to Society came out in 93. Poetic Justice came out in 93. House Party 2 came out in 93. What's Love Got to Do With It came out in 93. Sister Act 2 came out in 93. Nutty Professor dropped in 93. CB4 dropped in 93. That was a good year for black movies, man. We made a lot of progress, and we did a lot. The 90s were really good for black movies. And somehow after 2010, it kind of started drifting off. Like, you don't see us get the same opportunities in movies as African Americans do. You don't see it a lot. You see somebody as good as Tyrese or somebody as good as Ice Cube sporadically. Now you see them, they will definitely attach their kite to Kevin Hart. And ain't nothing wrong with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is extremely talented. And I advise you, when you hot, you strike while the iron is hot. Do everything that you can. But it's kind of got weeded out. Like, we used to see Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, Said the Entertainer. Like, there's a lot of vehicles for a lot of different people. You don't really see, like, you might see D-Ray Davis on Snowfall, right? But you don't really see D-Ray and them getting opportunities in movies. You don't see a lot of opportunities for Michael Blackston, a lot of opportunities for Bruce. In the 90s, there's a lot of opportunities for us clear across the board. There was plenty of opportunities for us. Look at Cuba Gooding Jr. Really, Boys in the Hood is what really set Cuba Gooding Jr. off, right? Look at his brother Omar Gooding in Baby Boy. Like, you would have thought after Jason's Lyric and stuff like that, Alan Payne and Tretch and Jada Pinkett Smith would have been huge after Set It Off, right? You would thought that Jada was like out of here, right? But Tiffany Haddish, they did Girls Trip, and Tiffany Haddish became the star out of Girls Trip. I mean, Queen Latifah's doing wonderfully in her career. But Tretch was in Jason's Lyric, and I just thought Tretch was gone after that movie. It just, they kind of like backed off of us, man, for some reason. But I'm always going to salute the 90s and the soundtracks and the music that made us, the hip-hop, the R&B, the house music, the hip house, but especially those great, great movie soundtracks of the 90s. And I'm not even done. I'm not even done. Next week, I have another part of this coming up for you guys. right? I got, man, where did I stop? I stopped at Friday. So I didn't even touch Bad Boys, Dead Presidents, Higher Learning, Don't Be a Menace, Set It Off, A Thin Line, The Preacher's Wife, The Players Club, Original Gangsters, Fat Beach. Y'all remember Fat Beach? Love Jones, Soul Food. I haven't touched any of these movies yet. I didn't touch none of them. Booty Call, I'm About It, Sprung, How to Be a Player, Cinderella with Brandy, Rod, I Got the Hookup, The Best Man, Life, Blue Streak. I ain't touched none of those movies yet. Next week, I guarantee you I am going to touch each and every one of those movies and the soundtracks that went along with those movies. Should I dip into the 2000s? I'm waiting on y'all to tell me that. I said this was going to be a trilogy. I said it's going to be the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, and I wasn't going beyond that. Because I really believe after the 90s, they started, Hollywood stopped giving us the opportunities like we used to have. Like, you would think that you would see Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, the Migos, 2 Chainz, Jeezy, T.I. I mean, my T.I. got a decent acting career going on for himself, right? But like ATL and that stuff was like kind of like it started waning off. After that, it's like Hollywood just, the rap artist is not getting a chance in the movies. But I'm going to tell y'all something, and I mean this with all sincerity. If that kid Drake decides that he wants to do movies, he's going to be huge. I think he can be bigger than Will Smith or Tupac clear across the board. And the reason why we didn't see, you know, well, Tupac passed too early. He was murdered too early in his career. So we didn't get to see exactly what he could have been as an actor because he was an absolute natural. But I think if Drake decides to get the right script and get into some movies the right way, he really could be bigger than Will Smith. And Will is an Oscar winner for Best Actor for King Richard. I mean, it was tainted by the slap. We all know that. But I just feel like those, that amount of black movies that were coming out hasn't, we haven't seen that yet in the 2020s. Not at all. We haven't seen that yet. And I don't know if it's just like the fact that people are doing these movies and they're going straight to video. I mean, they had straight to video movies, but it's going straight to streaming services and they're getting buried. So I don't know. All I know is next week, man, I am going to give y'all some more black movie soundtracks of the 90s. I guarantee you I would do that. And since somebody said Breaking had Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan, I'm going to leave y'all with that. Here's a little bit of Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. Rufus and Chaka Khan. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. I'll talk at you, with you, to you, and about you next week. Be good if you can. Be good. Be careful. If you cannot be careful, find who's the man and buy it. Until the next time, we ride together, slide together, laugh out loud together. Ed Lover saying God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning me in and not tuning me out. I give you the good shit and never the bullshit right here on Kibbutz, son, the podcast. Y'all take care of yourselves. Until next week, I love y'all and thank y'all so much, so much for listening. Take care of yourselves, y'all. Bye-bye.
Come on, son.
This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out CigarsInternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On Son, the podcast, is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.